In your first book in the series, Angelology, you introduced us to the concept of angels who aren't angels,
It's not really, it's
or
like
who aren't angelic in the positive sense.
exactly, yeah. The characters, the sort of bad guys in Angelology, and then again in the new book, Angelopolis, are called Nephilim. So they're not really angels. They're a hybrid between angelic creatures and humans. And for those people out there who haven't read Angelology, the origin of these creatures is taken from, or I've taken it from, a passage in the Bible, Genesis 6, that references a moment when angels came from heaven to earth and mated with women, fell in love with human women, had children with them. The offspring of this union, they were called Nephilim. And so the starting point for me with the series and what I sort of make the bedrock of that world is that these Nephilim existed then and they still exist and that they are on the earth among human beings.
And in the first book, you introduced us to Evangeline,
Verlaine.
and he in the second book, he's become a full-fledged angelologist. That's hard to
I
say.
know. Try saying that four times. Angelologist,
You're good.
angelologist. It takes a lot of practice. Yes, in the first book, Verlaine was just a sort of naive, young teacher at Columbia University who fell into the world that Evangeline is in of angelology. And then by book two, of course, a lot of things happen in the first book, and he gets pulled into the mystery. By book two, it's 10 years later, and he's gone through the full spectrum of angelological training. He's now an angel hunter, which is this elite unit of people, basically, who scholars and hunters who track angels.
And disturbingly, Evangeline, who he has, is in love with, or at least tries not to be in love with, is an angel herself.
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you haven't read the first
First book,
book,
yeah, I just blew it.
but that's okay. Let's hope people will still go to the series anyway. Exactly, Verlaine is now an angel hunter. Part of the reason he went into this and continued to follow angels is that the love of his life, Evangeline, is one of these creatures, and she disappeared 10 years before. He's looking for her. At the beginning of Angelopolis, he finds her, and so that starts the action in the book and moves both characters forward.
Fabergé eggs are pretty cool things to begin with because there are so few of them,
Right, 52.
and they're pretty close to being priceless.
They're amazing in that not so much for the actual price of the gems and the enamel and all of that, but I think that for me they're interesting because of the workmanship and how they perfectly express a certain period of time. These were eggs, these were basically created to bring pleasure and surprise to the Tsarina. So first it was, I don't know if it was definitely Alexandra, but then Tsar Nikolai's mother as well. And both of these women would receive a Fabergé egg at Easter. And inside the egg, so for those of you who don't know what a Fabergé egg does, it usually splits in half, and usually there's either another egg inside or something else. And inside the other egg is a surprise, and often it would be a portrait, a little miniature portrait, some earrings, a cross, something to represent Easter. So, and all of course encrusted in rubies and diamonds and various other precious stones. So the eggs are actually quite interesting to me in themselves, and as well as the fact that after the revolution, these eggs were scattered all over the place. Some were stolen, some were smuggled out of Russia, and there's a sort of mystery about what ended up happening to a lot of these eggs.
I felt sorry for Verlaine because he's torn constantly because his job is get angels, find out everything he can, kill angels, and the love of his life is an angel, and he's.
Yeah, no, poor Verlaine, you're right. I mean, this book has not been nice to Verlaine, I have to say. It opens with him thinking he's lost the love of his life, and it ends in another way that isn't so nice either. And throughout the book, he gets almost electrocuted. He falls off in, he's basically tied up and put on the back of the Trans-Siberian Express. I mean, it's not a nice book for Verlaine. Unfortunately, he's had a sort of rough time. But that said, I think that for those readers who like Verlaine, he's really the hero of this book. Evangeline is in the background a bit more in this book, whereas in the first book she was pretty much the star. Here she's taken a step back, and she'll probably step out again in book three.
How many books do you see?
I see three at this point. It doesn't mean that that's the end for sure, but at this point it's a trilogy. It was originally a single book, and then I got to the end and realized that I needed to write more. I'm pretty sure that it's a trilogy. I have the ending planned. I have this book, this last book outlined. So I'm pretty sure that that's how it's ending.
The book is Angelopolis. I've been speaking with the author Daniel Trussoni, and Angelopolis, published by Doubleday Canada.